It's 8:41. We're wrapping up week 9 in our Musers Bunker. And just outside the bunker door, it's one of our colleagues who wants in. I don't know what exactly he wants, but let's welcome Norm into the bunker.
Hey, thank you, Norm. How's it going?
As I get here to the bunker,
yes,
I noticed that both of the Musers are here in front of me now. Gordo is not. But is that why you call it the Musers Bunker?
Well, yeah, it makes sense. It's not our show. Not really funny.
Hey, great, great. The reason that I wanted to come talk to you guys is because I'm kind of a little bit of a second career going right now with doing trying my hand at stand-up comedy.
Ah, interesting.
Hmm. Well, you're a funny guy. This ought to work out well.
Thanks, pal. Hey, thank you, pal. And so I figured that I would try to some jokes on you. Workshop them with you a little bit.
You know what? Luckily, we have a little stage right here in the bunker. See over there in the corner?
Right here.
Yeah,
right,
why don't you just jump up on there? Okay. We've got a microphone there for you. And why don't you...
Junior, jumping up onto anything is a little bit difficult.
Sure. Well, just jump up there.
Here, I'll help you. Okay. Okay. I'll help you out.
Right, just sort of help me with my timing here. Here's
Norm from our
this mic right here.
Yeah, you look great up there.
Hey, great. What a great crowd out there.
You don't have to say that. It's just us.
Okay, let me ask you guys. Do you think I should start off maybe do some vampire jokes? Or?
Yeah, those can be funny.
Yeah, they all suck. Okay. Let's move on.
All right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Xavier.
Xavier who?
Xavier Breath and open the damn door. Hey, you guys are great. George, Craig, you're just great.
Funny. Yeah.
What kind of bees produce milk?
Don't know.
Boobies.
Norm, you might take that one out of the rotation.
I say leave it in.
I think women jokes do well, don't they?
It depends.
Speaking of, what's got two legs and bleeds?
What?
A half a dog.
That's tough.
All right, keep that one in.
All right. How do you get tickets to the Tampon 500?
How?
You got to pull some strings, pal.
Norm? Be careful here, Norm.
What did the banana say to the vibrator?
What?
Why are you shaking? She's going to eat me. Oh, so many double standards in the world.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So many double standards. I've noticed this. And I've noticed, like, if a woman sleeps with 10 men, she's a slut. But if a man does it, he's gay. It's just a double standard.
Right.
Are you? That's good. Yeah, laugh after your jokes. That's good. That always sells it.
Oh, great, great. You know, I've been married for a while. I don't know if y'all know this. Anybody married here in the audience?
Sure.
I'm married. Of course, my beautiful wife, Mare Bear. Beautiful wife, Mare Bear. What's the difference between Mare Bear and a computer?
What?
Computers don't laugh at a 3.5-inch floppy.
Norm.
They don't laugh at it. Big difference there,
pal. Hang in there, Norm.
Big difference there, pal. What's strong enough for a man but made for a woman?
That was the deodorant.
Secret? Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll change it. I had something different.
What'd you have?
I had the back of my hand, but I'm going to switch it to the
Norm! No. Take that one out of the routine.
Yeah, you can't do that joke anymore.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little boy blue.
Little boy blue who?
I have Michael Jackson, but I'm going to switch that one, too, if I could.
God.
Wow.
Yeah. Norm?
Cross that one out.
I just want to say that Soroy wrote all these for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so,
this is more for an adult crowd. Right? Kids are not allowed.
Norm's Friday, buddies!
Okay, there he goes. Thanks, Norm.
Bye, pal!
Bye, Norm.
From our stand-up stage here at the Bunker here on a Friday morning.